Good evening.
Good evening. Marcus.
Marco, we're waiting.
I don't know. All right, thank you. Sir?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, and Martin's on also, so we'll start momentarily.
Okay.
All right. I believe we're starting. Are we starting with 222 or 221?
222.
Okay. Thank you. We're starting with section 23 of Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar. We're going to be at Pasuk 222. We'll start
actually,
with the Lashay.
It looks like we did 222 yesterday.
Yeah, I thought we had. So.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So we're going to start with Pasuk 223. And I'll start, say, a Lashay Mitzvot first. The shame if food could shabri to ish kin say bib shiluer, he mood, he lood, he lure, he mood. Leakda, le shame, you would pay bubafe. The Yehuda, shalim, b'shem call Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenehu. Pasuk 223. Rabbi Yehuda amar mi heir mi mizrach da Abraham vila natel it aruta. Legabe kuchabrihu elamimaz drach. Begin de hama shimsha dena pek petzafra. Besitra demizrach natel. Itaruta lenafshea. Teihu kuchabrihu. Amar dahu malka devara yati pelach leya kol hahu yoma leramsha kama shimsha deit kenei deit keneish desvichara nachara amar dahu vadai. The Shalit Al Kahu Pulchana Divlachit Bohayoma Dadha Itha Shah Bameya Wilana Her Pelach Leya Kol Hahu Lelia. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, who raised up one from the east. This is Abraham, who received his awakening to the Holy One, blessed be he, from the east alone. When he saw that the sun rose in the morning from the east, he was awakened to think it is the Holy One, blessed be he. Abraham said of the Son, this is the King who created me. And he worshipped the Son all that day. As evening came, he saw that the sun went down and the moon shone. He said about the moon, this must be the one that rules over the worship that he had performed during the day for the sun, since the sun had been darkened and shines no more before the moon. And he worshipped the moon all that night. My commentary is that we learn the limitation of logic from this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I always thought that story was from the Midrash, so the Zohar is giving credibility to it.
There's a lot of opinions, some opinions, that certain parts of the Midrash were written by Rabbi Shimon. So we're not sure which came first.
Okay.
But in any event, they're both correct.
Right.
Was this before he traveled to... is this when he was still in his country?
Yeah, this is when he was still in Iraq before he traveled to Israel. And some people even say when he was a small child.
Okay. So he was becoming aware of a creator, just couldn't understand the depths of it.
I think this is probably, you know, the beginning of his wanting to know who is God.
you know,
especially if he was in a culture where they worship the sun, the moon, the animals, everything, you know, all of nature. And he's starting to question.
He was observing all of nature. And he's basically said they must be something that created these. And that, so he went looking for the creator, and that's what he found. I'm getting a lot of static. Should I go on, or we still want to talk about this verse?
Well, it sounds like it's just part way, because he hasn't come to see that. I don't think he hasn't come to the realization. Well, somebody had to create both of them, you know, so it probably goes on to first.
Pasuk 2:24. V'safracha amati az lahashoka Bid neher sitra demizrach amar vadai Kolilein malka italaihu The Shalit Liyan Ig Lon Kewan de Hama Kutshabarihu Te Uta the Abraham Legabea Kedain Itkele Alo Umalel Imea Dicti Tzedek Ikrahu Liraglo Dimalele Mea Feitkele Alea. The translation. In the morning he saw that the moon became dark, As the east lit up, he said, there must be a king and a ruler over all these who governs them. So when the Holy One, blessed be he, saw that Abraham's desire was directed towards him, he revealed himself to Abraham and spoke with him. As it is written, whom righteousness met whenever he set his foot. Righteousness refers to the Holy One, blessed be he, who called him, spoke with him, and revealed himself to him. My commentary is the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Was it Abraham drawing down the Shefa, or was it Hashem who called him first?
You know the answer to that. What's the cause?
The desire to find out, you know, to know.
The question is the question is not the cause, the answer is the cause. Hashem has been waiting for one human being to desire to know who created him. But he has included that in every human being. It was just up to those human beings to decide that they wanted to know, that they had the desire. But the desire was ignited by the Hashem wanting to be revealed.
Phase one.
So Abraham was the first human being to desire to know. And once that happened, then Hashem went through his process of talking to Abraham, letting him know that there was a creator and so forth. But the original cause is the creator waiting, you know, putting a desire into the consciousness of the human being.
Well, I don't know if he's really young when that happened, because he was 75 when he left Iraq. So,
that's correct. Although we're told that the number 75 really means 7 plus 5.
Yeah. Oh, 12. Okay. Gotcha.
But these, remember, there's 70 different explanations, so it's not just one explanation. Yes, he was 75. But he could be that he was searching from the time he was a small child.
Right. That's true.
We just don't know what is the correct answer. But the real question is, or the real thought process is, do I really need to know what Abraham thought?
No.
Or I can learn from what he taught us?
Right.
And what did he teach us? There is only one God.
It doesn't matter what age you are, if you have the consciousness of a creator, you know.
Correct.
And right.
And that's the teaching of the parasha, I mean, of the section, as well as this particular verse. I'll go on to 225. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach Dover Tzedek Magid Misharim Kudshabarichu Kol Milo Yinun Kudshta V'Aved Misharim Fame Aved Misharim Begin the God, the Raku Shabri, who Alma Lahawa Kaim Wahawa meet potate Lahaka Ulhaka Amar lo Kuchabri, who the Alma Malach deat meet potate. Amar lo ribono shel olam la yakil na lemei kam dilet bi yisuda alma de itkayam. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion by saying, I speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. All that the Holy One, blessed be He, says is true. All of His actions are just. He asks, how does He act justly? And He says, when the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, it wavered from side to side, unable to stand. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to the world, why are you collapsing? And it answered, Master of the universe, I am unable to stand because I have no foundation to stand upon. My commentary. On its surface, the pasuk is clear as written. With contemplation, it will become even more clear. One question to ask is, how does the world know if it lacks a foundation? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't quite understand what the earth meant by the word foundation, but I know the Torah tells us that it didn't rain until God created man, so at least the earth knows something's missing.
Well, how do you translate Yesod?
Foundation.
So it was going from side to side, meaning it wasn't centered.
Right.
And if it's not centered, it lacks foundation.
Okay.
And if it lacks foundation, it lacks your soul.
Well, foundation is Malkut, right?
No. Foundation is the way we translate. The word Yesod gets translated as foundation. Malkut gets translated as kingdom.
Okay.
Are we still connected?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for either another question or be told to move on.
Okay. Well, there was some background noise, and then all of a sudden there was no noise, so I wasn't too sure if I had gotten, because we've had a lot of bad weather today.
I understand. There's no problem asking if we're connected all anytime you need to.
Okay.
It was me. I'm outside.
Well, there's no static now, so it's not a problem.
Okay, so the world was bouncing from right to left. Was it that the energy, whatever the energy was of that day, went to the right, whatever the energy was the next day went to the left, so there was no axle for them at the Yesod of foundation. For the Tiferet, I guess that would be the center column Tiferet, to bring balance between the two.
Maybe it hadn't got Asiyah yet, because if you created the universe, then it seems like that would be manifestation. That would have been Malkut. So is it because the Sephiroth are traveling through the different worlds and he hasn't gotten to Asiyah? I mean, that's a thought to me.
But you have to remember that the purpose of creation is for man. The purpose of creation starts with the endless world. And that purpose is only happens when man is in the world. So it's describing that the world goes back and forth between sharing and receiving, between right column and left column. But God is saying to it, why are you collapsing? Why are you doing this? Create the central column, because that takes desire.
Mm-hmm.
We don't normally have a central column. In spirituality, the sharing and receiving are two different things, and they're separated from each other.
So let me ask this. Who desired to have balance? Who desired to have a foundation? Which Sephiroth said, we want balance. We want Yesod. We want to be able to channel our energies
to
the kingdom.
Dot says, I want balance.
Who said Dot or Dot?
Dot. D-A-A-T. But Dot
okay.
is not a Sephiroth.
No. But isn't that
so?
But
that's the balance between Chachma and Bina.
Right. That's the way I see it. I see it as a Tiferet of Chachma and Bina.
Well, correct. God is like Tiferet between Chachma and Bina. That's correct.
Right. And that's how I related that teaching a couple of days ago when you said Tiferet is above their own pen, but we see it as below.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, let me think this through. And that came into my mind about Dot being Tiferet, because it's above. So it had to be in between Bina and Chachma. It, you know,
correct.
To me it was...
It has to be the central column.
Right.
Correct.
So the answer is yes, it is above, and yes, it is below. It all depends on what firmament you're in.
Correct. I think we're going to need to do this verse a little longer, because I have to go.
Okay.
You all have a good evening. And we have a Zohar class later tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You.
Shalom.
Shalom.